USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and Western allies called out Russia Friday for spreading propaganda, misinformation, and, quote, nonsense at the United Nations Security Council meeting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of making biological weapons in partnership with the United States. American ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, suggested that Russia protests too much.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate. We continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a video requesting direct talks with his Russian counterpart, but all signs indicate Putin is not ready to do so, despite Russian forces being somewhat stalled. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID-19 deaths since January 2021. The two mortalities were elderly with underlying health conditions. China has had a zero COVID strategy since the initial outbreak in Wuhan in 2019, involving lockdowns and mass testing. Ziara Jenkins was an education reporter for the Virginian Pilot newspaper in Virginia. Her publication learned that she was shot and killed in a shooting in downtown Norfolk hours before she was to report for a breaking news shift Saturday. Her editor, not knowing she was involved, reached out to her to cover that shooting at first. Jenkins was caught in the crossfire, which happened early Saturday morning. The 25-year-old was one of two people killed in the incident. Alaska Congressman Don Young was known as the Dean of the House. That was due to him being its longest-serving member, first being sworn in 49 years ago. Young's office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to the last frontier. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
There is a new COVID concern here in the States. From Washington, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States, even as the country has done away with most restrictions after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
A well-known popular sports reporter and broadcaster has died.
Longtime NFL journalist John Clayton died Friday following a short illness. He was 67. The Seattle Seahawks announced the death for Clayton's family in a statement. Clayton worked for the team in recent years as a sideline reporter on radio broadcasts. Nicknamed the Professor, Clayton spent more than two decades covering the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Press and the Seattle Seahawks for the News Tribune in Tacoma. Clayton moved to ESPN in 1995, becoming one of the lead NFL writers for the company. Clayton appeared on TV and radio for ESPN and worked at the company for more than 20 years. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
You can listen to news anytime at our website. The address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.